A lot of it was more than just threw up.
All right, what was more disgusting, the taste of your piss or the feel of shit on your face?
Taste of the piss.
Really?
Yeah. Because it hit your other senses. That never hit a sense.
Yeah, I should have. By the way, the shit I should have hit with the first wipe would have been a lot thicker.
Yeah.
I
got a thing we should discuss right here.
Hey, do you have a rubber band? Anybody have a rubber band?
Rubber band? Yeah. I got one if you need one. Here's the thing of like, and this is for our Patreon people who are always on the inside joke because most of our Patreon people are long timers.
What are we up to? How many subscribers?
Doesn't matter. I don't want to get to that. Let's not self-promote.
Let's not
I just want to say this. We have a very special thing happening on Tuesday, which is Ari's getting his asshole bleached. But on top of it.
It's happening for sure.
But on top of it, unbeknownst to him, I texted Steve Pukazizi. Hey,
who cannot stand any sort of asshole, shit,
and
barf.
Our Patreon fans know it because these are diehards.
Do
so
not fuck it up by telling him he won't come.
Absolutely.
You can easily ruin it.
By you telling them not to, likely.
Not our Patreon. Our Patreon people
are
diehards.
Don't ruin it.
These are.
It's easy. It doesn't take a hard play to ruin it. Just don't.
It's like people want to be like, hey, we want to subscribe to the Patreon because we want the inside info. This is what we're giving you. Mm-hmm. We're telling you what the three of us have been texting
about.
When
is he going to
puke? So you're on the inside joke. But just keep it on the DL because
for 3 days
I texted Benazizi. Hey man, we have a very special episode Tuesday. I'm sorry we had to bump you last week. Would you mind please being a part of this special episode? He replied.
Sam, get off your phone.
He replied, I'd love to. So now, and I called James and I go, whatever you do, here's what's up. Don't do it. Don't if you're gonna be like, all right, he's getting his asshole bleached. Don't at Benazizi in that one. And if you go, Benazizi is gonna be on. Don't at we're going to asshole bleach or anything. Like, I don't even want Steve to know that Ari's going to be on. And then we're going to watch it unfold. So that's what's going up on a very special Punch Drunk Tuesday.
I love it.
Anal puke is easy.
Yes.
Anal puke is easy. So we can get him to puke.
So tomorrow night I'm doing the black cock shirt.
Where?
It keeps moving.
What
no,
show?
It's
no, it doesn't. No.
Let's lock it in.
No. None of that. What show? Plug it.
Let's plug the show.
Yeah. Late night. At the fucking OR.
What's the bet you lost?
It doesn't matter. It's been on for a while.
I have to wear a shirt.
Hey, you know what I still owe you?
What do you owe me?
This,
oh, you do owe me one. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Snap ups to the chest.
And you know what the funny thing? It took me forever to find them, but then you're like, I'm going to be back for 6 months. And then, yeah, of course. I was throwing them at people forever, and I'm like, oh, I just got to save like 5 or 6, you know.
So once you do this, and I do that, he's going to be doing his walk down Sam Aka Boulevard dressed as a tranny.
Yeah, I gotta do the tranny.
What bet was that?
That was who'd go farther, the Raiders.
No,
not
farther because you would have lost.
Better
regular season record.
Can I just say that I don't shirk?
I don't shirk either. I just refuse to pay off my bet when you were
off everyone.
When you're in Cambodia drinking fucking 14-year-old
balls.
I paid
mine off for Myanmar.
I know you did. I'm just saying when you were gone. I lost that bet, and everyone's like, you got to pay off this training thing.
What was the bet?
Raiders, end of regular season, Raiders Falcons, better record. I lost that, and then everyone's like, you got to do this. I go, I'm not doing it until he wears the I Heart Black Cock shirt. And so that's the holdup. It's a beaver dam. It's a beaver dam.
Chicanian. He's like,
is that true or false?
First, I get the bumps out of
your
bumper.
I know you say this guy.
And then he said talked about the whole time, which
you did the last time. You stopped the last time.
You did or didn't?
Shut up.
I saw you the last time you had to finish with, I love black cock. You go, no, I had hecklers. I couldn't do it then. I'm like, yes, man, that's the bet. That even in weird situations, you still have to do it 5 times in a row.
I mean,
no matter what.
Look, we loosen the rules.
Oh, someone's here to see me.
Such bullshit.
We loosen the rules for you a lot. Ari and I pay off these horrific things.
Oh, God.
But all I say is that, like, just don't have a beaver dam
with bets.
It's
always a thing with you, Sam.
It is, and that's the beauty of this show. But eventually you hit a point where you're like,
good time.
One time you're just going to fucking pay off your bet like a man, and it'd be so interesting to you, the new experience.
What's the over-under of that?
What?
40 years, 14 years, maybe.
Okay. Tebow? Okay, dude. Get ready. I'm paying it off tomorrow. Not going to mention it on stage. Do my fucking set.
Let me see your belly. How strong are you now?
Like, he's strong. He's stronger than you.
He's stronger than me.
You're
for
more
sure.
limber than him, but he's stronger than
I'm
you.
I'm thinking, though, like, I wasn't saying strong.
He would take you down if you're sizing him up for a fight.
I'm saying, like, how long could I run before you tire out?
No.
If I run for an entire round,
trust me, brother.
Would I be able to just push you by the forehead and knock you over?
Nope.
Because I will run.
Because you have a minute in you. You do not understand what a minute of boxing or MMA is like.
But Sam also has blackout rage.
I won't be boxing
like the Incredible
MMA
Hulk.
Fighting for a minute. I'll be running away from you. I'll be just be spitting in your face, literally spitting on you and running away.
That's fine, dude. That's
and you'll
fine.
Run after me and you won't catch me.
I already know how it's going to go.
Because your belly's too fast.
No, dude. I'm just
and then eventually I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot.
Yeah. That's when you're in trouble.
That is when I'm in trouble.
That is
when I'm in trouble.
And that's where.
Where do I get in? Where do I get in? Where do I get in?
You don't get in. Now, dude.
You got to send. You got to do the old fucking New York Giants thing and send hookers to his room the night before the fight.
Yes.
That's your only angle. Three fucking big black.
How many Patreon subscribers are you up to? We're going to get 500 by end of July.
You get three fucking Instagram chicks with big black asses that he opens the door, ding dong, he opens it up, and they're all twerking, they all have eight balls. That's your only chance, bro.
That is.
When Ella
your
says
only
that all.
Because I would be so
the old
happy. How can I punch the guy that got me three light skinned black fucking.
Yeah. And Sam's like, all right,
with eight balls.
Sam's like, one more line, I'll throw it into each one of you one more time, and then I got to go fight Ari in 40 minutes. How far is Vegas?
I know what I'm going to do. You know Mr. Fuji, when he had Fuji dust?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna, but I'm going to do that with cocaine.
Oh, I'm cool.
Juji dust.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
I'm super excited. So we should find out. Because Luis Gomez asked me to fight in a Luis Gomez event.
Well, he wanted to do it at Skankfest, but he's like, I can't get it done in time.
So we're doing Ellis. I think it's in September. So you got to make sure that date's open.
I'm open in September.
And it's going to be fun. I fought last time. It is so much fun.
Is it really? But MMA, 5-minute rounds, MMA.
Yes. We'll do anything
We'll figure it out.
You don't understand.
Can we fight for charity?
What's my part in it?
Sure.
What's your charity?
My charity is
Armenian bone marrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Armenian fucking black strippers and eight balls.
No, for real, what's your charity?
No, that's been your charity for a long time.
That would be my charity, yeah.
Okay.
What's yours?
The Trump 2020 reelection fund.
I'm cool with that. I might throw the fight.
What a good. Actually, that's probably your best strategy.
Yeah.
That's the best way you go.
Sam, Hillary
again. Hillary Clinton for president in 2020. It's like one of those things. Like, remember in Naked Gun when he's like, "Hey, this fight should be interesting. Both these guys are represented by Don King." And then the fight starts. It goes ding, and he swings. Doesn't even hit him. And the other guy just drops, and they start counting.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna have walk up music. You gotta do the whole.
Now, what would be my?
I'm already planning my walk up.
Let me ask you.
What are you gonna walk up to?
Good question.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to the Punch Drunk Patreon podcast, guys. What we're looking for is a little help in building our network. Go to the Patreon page. For $5 a month, you get 4 exclusive podcasts with people like Joe Rogan, Tom Segura, Bert Kreischer. And if we get up to 500 subscribers at $5 a pop, I will fight Ari Shaffir. We will throw down. We're going to do it at Jason Ellis Mania. Guys, help out. Help us build a network. We're not using this money for us. We're using it to build an empire that you can be a part of. Thanks for tuning in and help support the Patreon, the Punch Drunk Secret Podcast. Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports, where winners win.